Virgin Radio 104.4, morning at 9:23. So I was flying home from New York and I was at the airport. Airports just sell the weirdest things.
They do. They have some interesting things that you only can find at the airport.
Anyway, I bought this little game. It's basically, would you rather?
Is it from Hudson News?
I think so, maybe. So I pick up this little thing and it's got little cards in it. Phone guy Eddie's in the studio this morning.
Good morning.
You were going to pull out these cards and then there's a scenario where we have to choose which we'd rather do.
Yeah.
Which
would you choose?
So are we going to go around the table or is it like one question, one card, one person?
What do you think?
I think go around the table. It'd be interesting
in
to find out.
In each scenario.
Yeah, each scenario.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Here we go. Would you rather on the Chris Fade Show?
Which one would you choose? Eat the same thing every day forever or never repeat a meal for the rest of your life?
Wow. Pretty. That's a hard... Why do you have to go to me first? I'm the most indecisive
Ladies
person.
Ladies go first on the Chris Fade Show.
Eat the same thing every day or never have the same meal ever again.
Mm-hmm.
So you have that pizza and you're like, oh my gosh, that was so good. You'll never be able to have it again.
No.
That's a good one.
I'm gonna go with eat something different every day.
Okay.
Chris? Because you could have pizza with different toppings, but it'd still be pizza.
No, that's pizza. You can't do that.
No, what? I can't do the pizza?
I don't think so.
Because pizza's the same food, though.
Yeah.
But it's different toppings, so it tastes different.
No,
I mean,
but it's still pizza.
You'd eventually run out of food, I'm sure, hypothetically here. But
no.
So they would have to repeat.
Because then you just mix, like, orange juice with milk.
Okay, I'm going back to same thing every day.
I'm going to go with mix it up every day. I'm happy to have something new every single day. Even though I'll miss my chicken and sweet potato or just the plain Janes, but I'll take it.
Yeah, I'm going to say new stuff every day as well.
All right, there
okay,
it is.
I'm going to go back to new stuff every day.
Stop changing.
There's no points, pretty. All right, second one.
Yeah.
Which one would you choose? Stuck overnight in an elevator with country music blaring on the speakers.
Okay.
Or stuck overnight in an elevator with opera blaring in the speakers.
Country music.
Oh, hold on. Opera's not classical?
No, opera's like Phantom of the Opera.
Country.
Rossi.
Country.
Put another log on the fire.
There's some great country songs.
Cook me up some bacon and some beans.
I'm hungry.
Go out to the car and change the tire.
Stop.
Throw my old socks and my blue jeans. I know country.
All right, here's another one.
Okay. Yep.
Which one would you choose? Mm. You can see into the future, but you can't tell anybody what happens.
Ooh.
Okay. Or you can read minds, but you always have to reveal what you know to that person.
Okay, wait. Say it again. So
you can see into the future.
But you can't tell anyone what you saw.
You cannot tell anyone.
I'm going to see in the future, can't tell them what that's going on.
Let me hear the option.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Or
what's wrong with you?
You can read minds, but you have to reveal.
No, look into the future.
Yeah, we're already gone through that.
You stay away. You wouldn't reveal what happens to them.
No.
Look into the future. But what you do is, like, if you knew this person was going to, like, die of lung cancer, touch wood.
Why would you go directly there?
If I saw him smoking, for example, or her, I'd be like, just, hey, stop smoking. I'd just put him out, you know. I'd keep doing that all day, you know.
Yeah, you could do that.
Or if you know they're going to have a car accident, you know.
Let down the tires before.
Let down the tires before they go.
So like, they can't go.
He only thinks about death. That's all he thinks
you know,
about.
Or if you know you're going to marry the girl and they're going to get divorced, I would slide in quickly and start like getting with that girl beforehand. Be like, you don't want to go here. Do you know what I mean? Like, I would stop that relationship.
You take one for okay.
Rossi, what would you do? Well, Rossi, what would you do?
I'm the same as Chris. I like that analogy. Yep.
All right, here's one.
And then, I'd eat all the same
food.
Okay.
Stop it.
All right, which one would you choose? $1 million will be yours if you post a selfie every time you eat a meal for the rest of your life.
Easy. People are doing that now.
Or $1 million will be yours if you never check social media ever again.
For selfie food.
Easy selfie food. There are people doing that for free right now.
Easy.
All right, last one.
All right. Which one would you choose? Every article of clothing you own is covered in fluorescent polka dots, or every article of clothing you own is made out of spandex?
Spandex, because then I don't have to wear Spanx and my clothes. It's just all Spanx.
I look great in spandex.
Rossi, you and I look horrible in spandex.
Excuse yourself. I look great.
Especially reckon you wear spandex the rest of your life?
Oh, yeah. I loved it.
Why are you touching your chest?
He's feeling his legs. I'm doing polka dots.
You'd pull it off.
polka dots every day. There it is. Would you rather? Thank you. Would you rather listen to this show for the rest of your life or just never again?
Never again.
Can I tell you something just between you and me?